Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A decision is expected this afternoon from the European Medicines Agency on what's thought will be the approval, although we don't know just yet, of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Ireland has advanced purchased orders for 2 million doses of this particular vaccine. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been telling the Dáil this lunchtime that the government is seeking answers on the failure by AstraZeneca to deliver on its supply commitments. Our reporter, Del McAllister, has been following developments. Adele, first of all, in relation to Johnson & Johnson and the EMA.
Yeah, Brian, we are expecting the European Medicines Agency to make that announcement on Johnson & Johnson imminently. But much of the focus, we're watching that and we'll obviously bring news of that when it comes, but much of the focus is still very much on the difficulties caused to the vaccine rollout here by the supply shortfall in AstraZeneca in this first quarter. Now, a short while ago, during leaders' questions in the Dáil, it was raised by Labour leader Alan Kelly. And in response, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the government was seeking explanations for why the failure was occurring.
An EU commissioner, President of the EU Commission, texting the Taoiseach yesterday with good news of 46,500 new vaccines doesn't cut it, because the text back to her should have been, what about the 653,500 vaccines net that we're still down?
While Pfizer and Moderna are honouring their contractual commitments with the European Union, give or take a day or two, give or take a few glitches, Pfizer and Moderna have been honouring their contracts with the European Union. AstraZeneca has not. And that is an enormous problem that we're now facing at the moment. And I'm seeking explanations too, because I can understand how AstraZeneca might run into problems with supply or manufacturing or quality control. But I do not understand how this big, successful company can honour its contracts to the United States and honour its contracts to the United Kingdom, but for some reason not honour its contractual commitments to the European Union. And so far, the answers that they've given are not satisfactory.
Now, the Taoiseach Brian said that there would be an EU leaders' summit on the issue of vaccines, but he wasn't aware if a date had been chosen.
Adele, we're just hearing from our colleague Paul Cunningham and our political staff that the Taoiseach has sought a meeting with the CEO of AstraZeneca for next week to discuss production and supply issues around that particular vaccine, and more perhaps on that a little later in the programme. But also in the Dáil today, Adele, Minister for Health, Mr Donnelly, was answering questions about the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. He said that while we have pre-ordered 2.19 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, he was reluctant at this stage to say how it might impact our own vaccine rollout because of those supply difficulties with the other vaccines, in particular AstraZeneca.
With regard to Johnson & Johnson, which we're looking for authorisation today, I can confirm to the Deputy that we have advanced purchased 2.19 million doses. The great advantage of that is it's a single-dose vaccine, and so that amount on its own would vaccinate almost half the country. So there's a very strong procurement in place. However, the deputy asks, I think, the second relevant question, which is when. And what I'd say to that is, on the basis of how unreliable one of the pharmaceutical companies has been, I want to wait and see. So we do obviously have month-by-month agreements in place. I think we need to see and make sure that these come in on target before we get into too much detail.
Okay.
Now, much of the focus of the Dáil session this morning, Brian, was also an overview of how much progress had been made on the rollout. The Dáil was told that 99% of those 85 and over have had their first dose, but it's important to point out that they're not fully vaccinated yet until they get their second dose. A lot of the focus also was on around the importance of communicating clearly to each cohort on when they can expect to be vaccinated and if there's any potential changes either way. Now, Minister Donnelly said that the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, it's doing a full review of the population regarding the rollout of COVID-19. And he said the committee would look at supplies and he would provide indicative timelines for when people would get vaccinated.
Adele, thank you very much for that.